My guest at this time is Larry Klayman. He is the founder of both Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, and he is also the attorney representing three families of Navy SEAL Team 6 Special Forces members who were part of the Bin Laden raid in May of 2011 and were killed in a helicopter crash along with 26 others in August of 2011 in Afghanistan. The families allege that the federal government is culpable in the deaths of their sons as a result of information revealed shortly after the Bin Laden raid and procedures in Afghanistan that made their sons more vulnerable to what happened to their helicopter going down. And Larry, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
What was it specifically about the government's role? Let's start with right after the Bin Laden raid, and I guess the revelation that SEAL Team 6 carried out the mission that these families believe put their sons in much more danger than they otherwise would have been.
The issue is the tone and substance of what comes down from President Barack Hussein Obama himself. Shortly after that successful raid on Bin Laden, the president, through the vice president for political purposes, released the name of SEAL Team 6. That's classified information, and even Defense Secretary Robert Gates at the time was critical of that. So that was like putting a target on the backs of the sons of my clients, the Navy SEAL Team families. And the other thing is that this president set a tone that Muslim outreach, of course, this president has Muslim sympathies, his dad was Muslim, that's more important than protecting the lives of our servicemen. And that's crept into the military brass to the point where they can't engage in preemptive fire, they can't engage in return fire until they're fired upon once. They're sent into battle without adequate equipment. Afghanis are put on flights. In this case, it was a helicopter that went down. It was not a maneuverable helicopter. They were put into harm's way because of sensitivity towards Afghanis and Muslims. And that contributed to this crash. And it's permeating throughout the entire military. It's why we've lost so many people in Afghanistan. It's why we've lost so many people in Iraq. We fight wars that are ill-conceived, and that fight fought properly. And on top of that, we've essentially lost both Iraq and Afghanistan. 4,000 people are dead. Tens of thousands are maimed and wounded. And yet, our brave servicemen, like our Navy SEAL and National Guardsmen's sons of our clients, are sent into battle without being able to protect themselves because they want to be nicey-nice with Muslims over there. So it's outrageous, and it goes far beyond just what happened to Billy and Karen Vaughn's son, the Strange's son, the Hamburger's son, and the Dugan Darris son. These are the families that Gus Farr represents. There'll be more. It goes far and wide in the military, and our brave heroes are not being protected.
A couple of quick follow-ups on some of the points you just made, Larry. Some may understand instinctively why Joe Biden revealing that it was SEAL Team 6 put them in greater danger. Others may not. Briefly summarize why a unit that generally operates in a covert manner would be in greater danger as a result of that revelation.
Well, because, like I said, it was putting a target on the back of SEAL Team 6, since now they knew who to hit in retaliation, and sure enough, the Taliban did do that. And it may be that inside Afghanis, there was a flight manifest that people that ultimately went on that flight from the Afghani security force were not on the original manifest. They were substituted at the last minute. So Biden did something which was more than irresponsible. You know, he served on foreign relations committees, intelligence committees. He knew or should have known what he was doing. He should be held accountable. Frankly, he should even be held criminally accountable for doing that.
What are the specific details of the helicopter crash? Was it shot down? Was it brought down from inside? What do we know for sure there?
It was shot down, but there may have even been friendly fire involved. I mean, this is a major scandal. This is as big, if not bigger, than Benghazi, because it concerns all of the military. And the middle-level military press sends these brave heroes out on missions too frequently. They get promoted by how many missions they have their men fly. They don't allow them to return fire. They don't send them out in proper equipment, with proper equipment. That's been the case for a long time. The middle-level military brass are not serving the interests of the fighting men, the brave fighting men that serve behind them. But the problem is that the tone and substance of these policies come from Barack Obama himself, because to him it's more important to protect Muslims than to protect our own fighting men.
Talk a little bit to our listeners about the funeral for these slain SEAL team members.
That's a good point. You know, you can see the video of that on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. freedomwatchusa.org.
Right now they have a funeral procession going through. You can go down to the chapel and straight down.
At the funeral that was in Kabul, for some bizarre reason, probably this Muslim outreach again of Barack Obama, they had a Muslim cleric give a prayer. Why the heck you would have a Muslim prayer at the servicemen who are Christian is beyond imagination. So it has to come from the top down. And this cleric then proceeded in Arabic. No one understood it at the time, but we have a video of it, and it was translated by certified translators. He proceeded to damn my client's sons and others who died as infidels, and that they should go to hell under Allah, the Muslim God. That's unbelievable. We've never even gotten an apology from the military to do that, that they did that. And it shows you that something's terribly wrong, and it needs to be corrected immediately. So we're calling for congressional investigations. We ourselves are taking our own legal actions because we want the fate of what occurs in our own hands. And the American people, this is not an issue of conservative, liberal, or middle ground politically. This concerns everybody. These people protect us. They are our heroes. They need to be respected. And instead, they were desecrated. The memories were desecrated at this funeral. It was an absolute disgrace.
Finally, Larry, you mentioned the congressional hearings you're asking for. What action are you taking legally?
Well, we will be filing lawsuits. Stay tuned. Okay. But, anybody that knows me and my clients, we're going to hold everyone from the highest up accountable for what happened, including President Obama. We're going to hold the administration accountable. We're going to hold the people that killed our client's sons accountable. We're going to hold Afghanistan accountable. It's going to be right down the line. And hopefully that will serve as an impetus for Congress to finally do its job. You know, what we've seen here, Greg, over the years is that Congress likes to do this stuff to get public relations and to be reelected. We need results now. It's too late for political games. We need people that are actually serious. And we were fortunate to have Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Louie Gohmert. Trent Frank supports us, but the leadership in the Republican Party thus far has been absent, and they need to put their foot forward and do more than just go on Fox News and radio shows to pound their chest about how great they are, but actually do something to protect our servicemen.
Larry, we'll let you go. We thank you very much for your time today, and we'll be following the story.
Thank you.
Larry Klayman is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He is the attorney for three families of Navy SEAL Team 6 members who were killed in a helicopter crash in August of 2011, just months after the successful raid against Osama bin Laden. The family is contending that the government is culpable for making their family members more vulnerable to attack and for rules of engagement that made them more vulnerable as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.